In the gospel reading today, as our Lord asks his apostles who people say that he is, we hear the response that some say John the Baptist, others Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. So we have to understand exactly what that implies. On one hand, of course, Elijah is the first and the greatest of all of the prophets, but it has a much deeper meaning even than that. Remember that Elijah is to come before the Messiah. That is prophesied very clearly in the prophet Malachi, that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, that Elijah will come to turn the hearts of fathers back to their children, the hearts of the children back to their fathers. And so the idea that he would be Elijah, or that he would be St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist, remember, came in the spirit of Elijah. And so the spirit of Elijah is one that is able to be passed on. So Elisha had the spirit of Elijah, and St. John the Baptist had the spirit of Elijah. And so to be able even to say you're John the Baptist, there were some that thought that maybe John the Baptist had risen from the dead and so on, but he made very clear who he was, the forerunner of the Messiah. So to say this is basically to say that we don't believe that you're the Messiah. You might be the forerunner of the Messiah. You might be Elijah who's going to come before the Messiah. You might be John the Baptist who's come again incarnate, but you're not the Messiah. And then he says, but who do you say that I am? And that's when Peter speaks up and says, you're the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. You're the Son of God. You're not Elijah. You're not John the Baptist. You are the Christ, not the forerunner of the Christ, not the one that we should look for somebody coming after, but the one that St. John the Baptist himself spoke about and said, there is one coming after me whom I am not even fit to untie the sandal of his shoes, or the strap of his shoes. So we look at these things and we recognize the importance of what Peter is saying, that the people of his own time didn't want to believe that our Lord was the Messiah. But Peter was able to make that response. Now we also have in St. Matthew's Gospel the point that some people think that he's Jeremiah. Jeremiah, interesting character in this situation, because remember, Jeremiah is one who was born without original sin. Original sin was removed from his soul, as it was from the soul of St. John the Baptist, in his mother's womb. We are told that very clearly, that he was sanctified from his mother's womb. So again, very holy man, a great prophet, and yet a man of great suffering. And so when we look at it from that perspective, even for people to say that Jesus might be Jeremiah, it's a statement that he is a man of suffering. They recognize his holiness. They recognize the persecution that he's under. But again, in that, they failed to recognize fully who he is. In this case, he's just a prophet. He's not the Messiah. But yes, one who will suffer. But still, they didn't understand. So when Jesus says to Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, well, flesh and blood didn't believe that he was the Messiah. Flesh and blood thought that he might be the forerunner of the Messiah. Flesh and blood thought he might be a prophet. But they didn't believe that he was the Messiah. And yes, while we can look at it and say, indeed, he is a prophet, and in fact, he is the prophet, the one that Moses spoke of in the book of Deuteronomy, that God will raise up a prophet like me from among your kinsmen and so on. Yes, he is that one who was foretold, but he's not one of the prophets. He's not the return of a prophet. He is something far, far greater. In fact, he's the one of whom the prophets spoke. So when we read the prophets, when we read what Jeremiah had to say, we read what John the Baptist had to say. It was about Jesus. And so that's what we have to be able to recognize, who he is. So when Jesus said, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And that's the point you and I have to be able to recognize, not only the fact that Jesus is stating this with regard to Peter, because again, I suppose any of us could stand here and say, well, I'm the Messiah, and God has revealed that to you, and that would be a lie. But here's Jesus himself saying, you're right, that's who I am. I'm the Christ, I'm the Son of the living God, and God himself has revealed that to you. So obviously something extraordinary for St. Peter to be able to have that revelation, recognize who he is, but also for you and me. Because like I said a minute ago, any of us could stand here and say that. If I stood up here and said, guess what? I'm the Messiah. I'm the Son of God. You would all say, bunk. This guy's nuts, or worse. But yet Jesus said that. And he said, God himself has revealed this to you. Why can you and I say yes to that statement of St. Peter? Because God the Father has revealed it to you. Yes, we've been taught through the catechism, but you know what? There are lots and lots of people out there who have been taught the catechism, and they don't believe. They have zero faith. So it's not about what's in your head. It's not what you've been taught by flesh and blood. It's what God the Father has given to you. And understand that beautiful gift that God has given you of faith to be able to say yes. As we watch what's going on and the tragedy of what's happening around us, and fewer people who believe, we begin to understand just how precious that gift is. And what a profound gift it is to be able to say, yes, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. That statement of faith is not just some little shrug of the shoulders like, yeah, I guess he's the Messiah. Now, when we can say that from the heart, when we can really honestly believe that and state that, that is because God himself has given you that grace. And how grateful we have to be to have that grace so that we can profess it with St. Peter. Yes, flesh and blood have taught us the catechism, but only God can give us the grace to believe what it is that we have been taught. That's the grace that was given to St. Peter, obviously in an extraordinary way because no one had taught it to him. But that's the exact same grace that's been given to you and me to be able to look at Jesus and make that profession of faith that I believe Jesus Christ, Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world.